So a person should think the host has rights, the guest has rights. Islam is a religion of balance. And we can understand this from the teachings of the Quran and the Hadith. Once, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, even if he was not living a life of affluence, but they say in Urdu, dil bod ghanit, he was rich from the heart. And this is one of the greatest qualities of the Sahaba. The entire group excelled in one quality, and that is zuhud. That they abstained from the glamour, the glitter, the glow of this world. Zuhud was a quality that could be seen in the life of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was ghani, he was rich from the heart. One late afternoon and evening, he started to work, and at the end of that hard labor, he was paid a few coins. He knew there was nothing at home, so immediately he went to buy some ingredients for a dish that was very common in those days. What he bought was sufficient to cook three meals. So he took it home and he started to cook the first meal, and somebody knocked on the door. And it was a poor person, a miskin. And Hazrat Ali said, why did you knock on the door? The miskin said, I am in need of food. So after working throughout the late afternoon and evening, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala picks the whole dish and gives it to the miskin. The second dish was being prepared. Hazrat Fatima is there, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein is there, and then somebody knocks on the door. Hazrat Ali opens the door and it is one person standing there. Who are you? I'm a yatim, I'm an orphan, and I'm in need of food. Hazrat Ali gives the food to that person. Now there's only one dish left, and Hazrat Ali's wife is cooking that dish and somebody knocks on the door. Who is it? It is a slave. A mushrik slave. Mushrik slave. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala gives that dish to that person. Nothing in the home, starvation. But early in the morning, the Prophet receives the verses from the Quran that honor Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. The act, the sacrifice, the hospitality of Hazrat Ali was commendable by Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Allah sends down revelation. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Mentioning that those people that love the food, they're in need of the food, but by the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, because of the love of Allah, they gave to the miskeen, they gave to the yatim, and they gave to the asira, to the slave. So this is the quality of a Muslim, and this is apparent in the life of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Second quality, wasawmu fi as-sayf. To fast, not only to fast when it is very, very hot. Hazrat Ali, Asadullah, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says, I love fasting, but it has to be very hot. Not when it is cool, not when the days are very short. There are some people to avoid the lengthy day of the month of Ramadan in the season of summer, they will migrate to another country where the fasting is small and it falls in the month of winter. But Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says, وَالصَّوْمُ فِي الصَّيْفِ, that I love fasting when it is hot, when I can feel the thirst and I can feel the thorns in my throat, and when I know that I am in need of water, at that time I suppress myself. I control my thirst, keeping in mind that this is for Allah Rabbul Izzat. At that time, I feel a sweetness of Iman, and I acquire a level of Iman that does not allow me to think about those thorns that are pricking me in the throat and does not allow me to think about that thirst. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an says, there are three people. Their dua will never be rejected. Three people whose dua is not rejected. Number one, A person that is fasting, and at the time of iftari, breaking the fast, he makes dua. As long as he has fasted properly and respected the rules and the regulation and the adab, when he makes a dua at that certain time, his dua will be accepted by Allah, as long as the dua is reasonable and it is good in his favor. Number two, that person that has been wronged, that person that has been wronged, he has been oppressed. So when he makes a dua in front of Allah, he is mazloom, and he makes dua in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Rabbul Izzat will accept the dua of that person. But the meaning of accepting dua does not mean that what you have asked immediately that will come into existence. It may be slowly and gradually. It may be over certain periods. It may be after some installments. But dua will be accepted. Dua will be accepted. And the father that makes dua, the father, the mother that makes dua for their child. So this is the status, the station of a person that fasts. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een, of course, used to fulfill all the ahkamat that were farad, that were compulsory, mandatory, they used to complete. So fasting in the month of Ramadan, in the lunar month, is farad upon every male and female, and every child that has reached the age of puberty. But the Prophet has mentioned a few extra optional fasts. The 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of every lunar month. The Monday, the first day of every week. The 6 days after Shawwal or in Shawwal. So these are certain fastings or Siyam that are recommended for the elevation for a human being. The Prophet of Allah used to fast often, and this is a sunnah of the prophets of the past. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam fasted for 40 days. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, when he was receiving a revelation, he fasted for 40 days. So fasting in reality is to cleanse the system inside, so a person can be ready to receive rahmat and mercy from above. Because the rahmat of Allah will not descend upon a heart that is filthy and impure. So when a person fasts, that impurity is removed, the shackles of darkness are shattered and broken. Now the rahmat of Allah will descend upon that heart, because now the heart is qalb-e saleem, a sound heart. Inshallah, regarding the hikmah, the philosophy of fasting, we will talk about this in the month of Ramadan. Inshallah. The third thing that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala unliked is al-darbu bis-saif.